ധ്യാമോദളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീമൃതസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം നിത്യം നിരന്തരാനന്ദം ചിദ്ഘനം ബ്രഹ്മ നിർഭയം ശ്രുത്യാ തർക്കാനുഭൂതിഭ്യാം അഹമസ്മി അദ്വയം സദാ. We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will discuss the 5 names, starting with the 261st Nama till the 265th Nama. So yesterday we discussed in brief the analysis of the 3 avasthas or 3 states, the 3 states of Jagrat, waking state, Swapna, dream state and Sushupti, dreamless deep sleep state. And we also concluded by saying that avasthatraya sakshi, I am avasthatraya sakshi, I am the witness of the 3 avasthas, who is beyond the 3 avasthas, who is beyond the bondages, the limitations of the 3 avasthas, yet who is the 3 avasthas also as the sakshi, as the substratum. The sakshi is he or she, whatever, we can't put it as a gender, in which all the illusions are seen. So the sakshi is next, not just a sakshi, but the sakshi is the substratum, adhishthanam as well. So, I witnessed an accident. Am I in substratum of the accident? No, that is the reason why in this particular case, the sakshi is not just a sakshi, it is a substratum as well. It is a adhishthana rupa sakshi. It's that sakshi in which all these happen, in all the 3 avasthas are there. So that means we also discussed about the 3 avasthas and the jiva or the person, the ahankaram, the abhimani. Jiva in each of the 3 avasthas is given a different name, yet the I that we consider as the jiva is only a limitation, it is only an illusion. Really the I or the jiva is really one alone. So the jiva bhavam is given a name, we can consider it as jiva is given a different name in each and every avastha, but still he is one with the sakshi because he is the I. Jiva is also the I, sakshi is also the I, jiva is the I. When it is associated with the intellect, reflection in the intellect, reflection itself is possible. If reflection itself means association with the intellect, remove that association, then jiva becomes one with sakshi. That is the reason why Shankara says jivo brahmaiva na paraha puratre kridati yascha jivah tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram puratre kridati yascha jivah. That jiva who enjoys, who plays in the 3 puratrayam, 3 puram puras. 3 puras means 3 avasthas, the 3 avasthas of Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti. Tatah tu jatam sakalam vichitram, all this vichitram, whatever we see, whatever beautiful, whatever beyond imagination things that we see, that comes out of the jiva. Tatah tu jatam, tatah tasmat jatam, from him everything comes. And what is his nature? Adharam, he is the adharam. Anandam, he is blissful. Akhanda, akhanda. అఖండం ఇండివిసిబుల్ బోధం. హీ ఇస్ ద బోధం యస్మిన్ లయం యాతి పురత్రయం చ ఇన్ హూమ్ ద పురత్రయం మర్జ్. సో లేటర్ ఇన్ టుడేస్ నామ టుడేస్ సెట్ ఆఫ్ నామ లేటర్ లలితా సహస్రనామ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రమ్ అవస్థాత్రయం ఇన్ టు ద త్రీ ద మెయిన్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ సృష్టి స్థితి అండ్ లయం. బట్ అవస్థాత్రయం వీ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ షార్ట్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ అవస్థాస్ ఆర్ కాంట్రడిక్టింగ్ ఈచ్ అదర్ దే నెగేట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద జీవా ఇస్ గివెన్ ఎ నేమ్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవా ఇస్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్. దర్ ఇస్ అ కామన్ లింక్ బిట్వీన్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవా. That is the I, which is the real Jiva. And if the Jiva, the Abhimani, purifies himself, disassociates himself from the Avastha, saying that I am the Sakshi, then the Ahankaram will still be there, but the I will become Sakshi. It is no longer the Jiva. It becomes Jivo Brahma Eva. It becomes one with Sakshi Brahman. And that is what is the purpose of Avasthatrayam analysis. Avasthatrayam analysis is to realize that we are, I am Avasthatraya Sakshi. I am not the Jiva who is affected by these three Avasthas. I am the Avasthatraya Sakshi. So that is the purpose of Avasthatraya analysis. And that in turn, such an Avasthatraya analysis which will make us remember, always contemplate ourselves as the Avasthatraya Sakshi, witness unaffected. That is possible only when we remember that everything is one entity. As long as we don't see oneness everywhere, we cannot become a witness. Wherever Dvaita Bhavam is there, we cannot be a witness. We will be associated, we will be attached by it. So we have to see everything as one. That way we will experience Nama Rupam, but we'll be a Sakshi, remembering that everything is only Ishvara. And that a Sakshi, when we are the Sakshi of everything, by remembering that everything is one alone, so we are the Sakshi of all illusory existence, all illusory activities going on, Vyavaharika level activities going on. When we become the Sakshi, then we will not be tainted and we will realize that Anandam. We will experience that Anandam, which is the purpose of life. So a person, a sadhaka who wants to realize the self, he has to become a Sakshi. He cannot overrule Sakshi Bhavam. He has to have Sakshi Bhavam through seeing oneness everywhere. That itself is, put it in a different way, it is Sakshi Bhavam. Sakshi Bhavam, put it in a different way, is seeing oneness everywhere. Even when we see oneness everywhere, we see Dvaitam, we see duality always. Generally, we see duality, we convert it in the mind. When we convert in the mind, what happens is, when we say everything is one, we are not affected by it. So those are two different perspectives. What a person has to implement the Sakshi Bhavam if he needs Anandam in life. So remembering that, let us continue with the Nama. Yesterday we stopped with the Nama of Supta. Our Sushupti Avastha is also Devi, because the Avastha Atreya Sakshi is the Aadharam. He is not a mere Sakshi, he is the Aadharam, he is the substratum. Therefore everything is he alone. So Sushupti Avastha, one who experiences the Sushupti Avastha, is Devi alone. And what is that Devi's name? Om Prajnyatmikai Namaha. Prajnyatmika, she is called Prajna in that Avastha. So what is the meaning of these names? Are these names for the Jiva in each of the Avastha? So Jagrat Avastha Jiva is called Vishwa. So Vishwa means like he experiences the entire world, therefore he is called Vishwa. He experiences the entire world, everything external he experiences, he associates in one way or the other, either he likes or dislikes, therefore he is called Vishwa. And Swapna Avastha Jiva is called Taijasa, because there is a Tejas, there is a light. He is light because he is the one who creates everything. So that is the reason why the Upanishad says as Tatastu Jatam Sakalam Vichitram, the Jiva who is constant in all these three, from him everything is come. Even Vishwa, the entire world is Vishwa's creation. When Vishwa realizes that he is one with Sakshi, it is his own creation. And the example or perfect example for that is Swapnavastha. So the Jiva is called Taijasa because there is a Tejas, there is a light. His own light, he himself becomes the light to his own creation. And Prajnatmika, so Prajna means like there is he experiences himself. So that is the reason why it is called Prajna. One of the reason why it's called prajna. Prajna means consciousness. So consciousness is there. He is conscious of his own happiness. He is conscious in the sense like he experiences it, but at that time he is conscious, but not full conscious, because ignorance also comes in. Therefore, a person forgets it, is not able to be aware of it. So consciousness is there. He is conscious of his own happiness. But like awareness is not there. Is awareness and consciousness different? Okay, it's not different, it's put in a different way, like it's saying things in a different way. A person does experience happiness there, so the experience of happiness is there, but awareness of the experience of happiness is not there. So whether we term it as awareness or consciousness of experience is not there, whichever way we put it, experience is there, but there is no awareness of the experience. So he is prajna. So prajna, it's in a way like we can say there is also ignorance, prajna we can call it. I don't know what is the real splitting of the word prajna. So, but that could be one of the reason why it is said that prajna, he experiences happiness, but its awareness is not there somehow. So next avastha, that which is beyond all these three avasthas, that which is called the state of the Sakshi, the state of Brahman, is called Turiyavastha. So Turiya word itself means it is something which is beyond all limitations. So whatever really exists is Turiyavastha, the avastha of the Sakshi, that which is beyond avasthas, that in which avasthas is seen, that onto which the avasthas merge, the three avasthas merge. So Turiya avastha is not an avastha. It is not an avastha at all. It is that substratum in which the other three avasthas are seen. It is the state of the Sakshi. It is the only avastha really existing, but we don't really experience it. Though it is the only avastha really existing, but still somehow we are unable to apprehend such an avastha as really existing. But the Sakshi alone exists. The avastha of the Sakshi is Turiyavastha, that is the real avastha. So that is what the next nama says. Om Turiyayai Namaha. Devi is, in fact, all the three avasthas, the jivas are Devi, but in fact, in reality or in essence, Devi is Turiya. Devi is in that Turiyavastha. And what is the Turiyavastha? Can you explain in brief what is Turiyavastha? Sarva avastha vivarjitaye namaha. Devi is beyond all avasthas. So beyond all avastha state is also called as Turiyavastha. Turiya is not at all an avastha, but when we are in the three avasthas, the avastha atita state is called Turiya. So that is the reason why the next one nama is Turiya and the next nama is Sarva avastha vivarjita. So from the avasthas perspective, we are in Ajnanam. From the avastha's perspective, the state, there is another state other than the avastha that we are experiencing, which is beyond the three avasthas. So it is called Turiya. But when we reach there, in reality, in essence, the Turiyavastha, what is Turiyavastha? Turiyavastha is beyond all avasthas. It is not an avastha at all. So the Jiva, Devi is the three avasthas and the Jiva in the three avasthas. But in essence, from the perspective of the three avasthas, Devi is Sakshi, But in essence, or when we realize, Devi is not at all Sakshi, because Sakshi is also in with respect to what is to be witnessed. A witness is there when there is something to witness. So the witnesshood itself means that there is something to witness. But in when from the perspective of the witness, it is beyond all witnessing. Witnessing or the witnesshood is also only an illusion in Brahman. So that is the Sakshi Bhavam, is a way to take us from the Jiva Bhavam, Abhimani Bhavam, to the state of Brahman, to the state of unattached, unaffected, Atita Avastha, Atita state. So from this state to Atita state, there is a transition. That transition happens through the Sakshi Bhavam. Chetyoparaga Rupame Sakshitapina Tatviki Upalakshanamevayam Nistaranga Chidambudehe. So Lakshmidara in Advaita Makaranda says, Chetyoparaga Rupame, Chetya Uparaga Rupame. So my nature, like which is tainted or as if tainted by Chetya. Chetya means thoughts, Uparagam, attachments, etc., liking, etc., Kama, Krodham, etc. And that is in the Sakshi Bhavam, because Sakshi Bhavam is what really experiences all this. That the Jiva experiences, but Jiva is Sakshi. Chetyoparaga Rupa me Sakshita api Netatviki. Sakshi Bhavam Sakshita. I experience everything, I am attached to everything initially. So who am I? I am not really attached, but I am Sakshi Bhavam. But the Sakshi Bhavam, the witnesshood, na tatviki, it is not real. Sakshi Bhavam is also not real. Upalakshanam, which is just a way of putting, figurative way of telling. Nistaranga chidambudehe, nistaranga, tarangam, like nistaranga, without waveless. Waveless chit ambudehe, ocean of consciousness, consciousness ocean without waves. And that is my real nature. And in that Sakshi Bhavam happens when, or comes when, waves are there. So Sakshi Bhavam is there only when there is something to witness. But that there is nothing really to witness, which means Sakshi Bhavam is also temporary, it is also an illusion. So Brahman is considered the Adharam, the substratum of the entire world. But that substratum, the state of substratum or the substratumhood, is also an illusion, because as long as the world is seen, substratumhood is there. When the world is not seen, substratumhood also vanishes. There is no substratumhood. That is the way of telling. But there is a transition. So Sakshi Bhavam is the way to go from Dvaitam to Advaitam, from limitations to the unlimited state. So that is in brief the Avastha Trayam analysis. We have to try to be the Sakshi of the Avastha. We have to try to slowly implement Sakshi Bhavam. Sakshi Bhavam automatically comes when we see everything as one. When we see everything as one, whatever we do in one avastha, we are not affected by what we do in the avastha. We are not affected by what happens in the avastha. We are not affected by the avastha in itself. Why? Because if everything is one, where is an avastha? Where is Namarupam? There is nothing at all. I know that everything is only one entity. So everything is ultimately one. Whatever is being seen, whatever is being heard, all those are only illusions. If all those are illusions, then how will I get affected? So I will not get affected. If I don't get affected, then I am a Sakshi of all those. So both are linked together. We have to try to implement Sakshi Bhavam slowly, like day by day. We have to try to be a Sakshi for some period of time, so that it will help us in realizing, it will help us in getting Anandam. If we become the Adharam, Sakshi or Adharam, then Anandam will follow suit. And if Anandam, or like for Anandam and Adharam to come, what should happen? Akhanda Bodham. We have to concentrate on Akhanda Bodham. Bodham, that consciousness which pulsates in us as I, which is Devi, that consciousness is akandam, indivisible. Indivisible means it pervades everything, which means that it is only alone is there, there is nothing apart from it. So when we do that akanda bodham, when we do that, that's why in many cases in our Chinmaya mission people speak about akanda akara vritti. Akanda akara vritti, the thought that akandam, akanda vastu, that which is indivisible, that which pervades everything, akaram, that form vritti, the thought in the mind. So thought in the mind of akanda bodham. So they do that. So we don't name it in particular, but whatever we have been discussing is the akanda akara vritti or akanda bodha bhajanam only. So akanda namam, that it is like Krishna akanda namam, Hari akanda namam. There are many akanda namas then. That means Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So akanda bhajanam means for an entire day without any gap chanting the name. So akanda bhodam, when we do akanda bhajanam, which is always in the mind thinking and remembering that everything is only one entity, everything is only one Ishvara. One Ishvara pervades the entire world. Namarupam is just mithya. Whatever is there in the world is He alone. When we remember that, if we are Aham Adim Cha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha, I am the Adi, Madhyam and end of being. So many places Krishna also Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchirasti Dhananjaya. Matta paradaram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me. Whatever exists is me alone. There is nothing different from me. Everything is tied on to me. Mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Even as beads are tied to the to a thread in a necklace or in a chain. Similarly, everything is tied on to me. I am the substratum. I am the substratum in which everything is seen. Oh, I am the substratum. But how can I experience that substratum? In order to experience Nashte Purva Vikalpe Tu Yavat Anyasya Nodayah Nirvikalpaka Chaitanyam Spashtam Tavat Vibhasate. So in Lagu Vakya Vritti, Shankara gives the way, short way as to how to experience it. Nashte purva vikalpe tu, purva vikalpam, the previous thought. Nashtam, when the previous thought has been lost. Na anyasya udayaha, and another next thought has not come. At that time, the thoughtless state, nirvikalpaka chaitanyam, spashtam tavat vibhasate. It shines spashtam, very clear, because the beads are thoughts. In between those thoughts, we can see the thread. And when we start seeing the thread, then we gain confidence that the thread is there. And then, even when the beads are seen, we know that there is a thread beyond. So, that faith that I have experienced it. I have experienced it temporarily, so I know that there is a thread. So, even when beads are there, we'll be able to concentrate on the thread. So, we'll always concentrate on the thread. And that means that thread is the substratum, that thread is the Chaitanyam Chit, which is untainted, unaffected, because it is Adharam. So when we like slowly try to implement, slowly day by day try to increase the time that we are Sakshi to whatever happens with struggle and with effort. It's not effortless, we have to put effort because we have like put a lot of we have accumulated a lot of impurities. So since we have accumulated a lot of impurities, therefore it is not as simple. It's not as simple to just concentrate on Brahman, concentrate on Devi as present everywhere. It will take effort, but if we have the faith and if we progress, if we continue with faith, then once we put a lot of effort or the required effort to overcome the impurity, then we will be able to experience, then we will be able to feel the presence of Nirvikalpaka Chaitanyam that will give us Anandam. So the more and more we try to do it, the more and more we will become blissful. And the more and more we become blissful, the more our life will become Dhanyam. And that is the purpose of life. The very purpose of life is to always be blissful, irrespective of whatever happens, be blissful. So why do I have to do lot of sadhana, and my friend, my co-student doesn't have to do much sadhana? So that is what Krishna answers. Dhumena avriyate vanyar yatha darsho malena cha yatol bhena avrito garbhastata tenedam avritam. So there are the face. Like the face, if we consider the face as our own self or chit, and the mirror of mind in which we see the self, so the mirror of mind is impure, so it can have, like, it can be dhumena avriyato vannihi. So it is just like the mirror, and there is a fire nearby, therefore the mirror is covered or veiled by smoke. So if it is veiled by smoke, we just have to blow a little bit, that's it. And adarsho malena cha, if it is filled with malam, impurities, then we have to clean it. And yatol bhena avrito garbha, even as the covering of the womb in a mother's stomach or body. So that covering, if the impurity is like that, then it will take lot of effort. So similarly is the impurity tata tenedam avritam. Similarly is the impurity of ajnanam. Ajna avritam jnanam etena jnanino nityavairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. So kamam, kamakrodham, causes lot of dushpuram, it causes lot of more trouble, more attachment, more things that arise out of the kamam, and that veils the mirror of mind. So the stronger the veil, the more effort we have to put. So we shouldn't give up, but we should go on practicing, and at one point of time we will go beyond, we will be able to set aside or purify the mind completely, and then experience or rejoice in bliss. So the next nama speak about the three activities of Srishti, Sthiti, Layam, and the lords who control it. So this is where the Pancha Brahma Swarupam, or Devi as composed of Pancha Brahman, is being discussed. So today we will just stop discussing with the next two namas of Om Srishti Kartre Namaha, Om Brahma Rupaye Namaha. Devi is the one who does Srishti in the form of Brahma. Brahma does creation. The Ishvara who does creation is called Brahma. So we'll discuss the activities and Pancha Brahman nature in the next day. So we have to, like, since we have done some analysis on Avastha Trayam and realized or come to the point, come to the conclusion, not point, conclusion, that we have to slowly try to be the Avastha Traya Sakshi in order to get Anandam, and that is by Akanda Bhoda Bhajanam. So we have to start doing it so that our life becomes blessed. Our life becomes blessed soon, not later. We don't have to wait another birth for the same. So may Amma bless us so that we will be blessed in this very birth itself. Namah Shivaya.